dan samudra terbentang katulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Once upon a time, the angels did not fear. In the legend of Tutumenten, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young farmer. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumalundung to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenten ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels stayed, Likupang. One hour away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupan. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupan. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Likupan will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupan. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupan. Come to your true home.
Welcome again, for listener, and it's time for me to give you our quotes of the day. One of the pioneers of Indonesian education and the country's first education minister, Ki Hajar Dewantara, once said, "In front, we should set an example. In the middle, we should raise the spirit. And behind, we should give encouragement." And the last part of the quote said in Sanskrit as Tutpuri Handayani. And today stands as the slogan of the Indonesian Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. Be right back with you with more infos and also great music to listen. And of course, I would really love to give you one of our wonderful songs coming from, let's see, I have Westlife here with Uptown Girl. Let's check it out.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Call her, she's not going to believe it.
Hi, darling, it's Sultan. But we're slumming it in a place called Blonde in King's Cross. You could die.
Is this all you've got?
Yes.
No lobster?
Nope.
No foie gras?
Very little.
No coq au vin and Montparnasse.
Only at Christmas, lads.
That's very funny.
Oh, give us 5 hamburgers with everything.
Except your normal Oliver Jones and attitude.
You're very funny.
You are a fun fact.
Garçon, 5 glasses for the pop.
Any requests?
Bob on the
builder! You haven't got it?
Typical.
That's made to do this.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Ketak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Ketak in order.
Rasa ini
bersama ke dalam setiap langkahmu di manapun engkau berada. Oh, kangen aku pada dirimu, tiada akan dapat ku obati tanpaku. Belai rambutmu ku cium pipimu,
Today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Lenggang Zapin Palembang, performed by Hoire Mukhtar. The song was composed by Fir Azwar. It highlights the beauty of Palembang's Malay culture in South Sumatra. With its dynamic Zapin rhythm and meaningful lyrics, this song reflects a deep love for the traditions and local wisdom of the Palembang community. Lenggang Zapin Palembang carries an important message about the importance of preserving cultural heritage for future generations. It is not merely a source of entertainment, but also a medium for introducing Malay culture to the world. Well, listener, here is Lenggang Zapin Palembang by Hoire Mukhtar. Happy listening.
Putih semerbak harum. tak harum, bunga mekar di waktu pagi. Bunga tak seekor, bunga tak sekuntum, ditinggal pergi mencari lagi. Bunga tak seekor, bunga tak sekuntum, ditinggal pergi mencari lagi. Mari gembira berpantun ria, lenggang melenggang Zabin Palembang. Mari menari, mari berdendang, lenggang melenggang Zabin Palembang. Mari gembira berpantun ria, lenggang melenggang Zabin Palembang. Mari menari, mari berdendang, lenggang Palembang, mari gembira berpantun ria.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song titled Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. The song is created by Fir Azwar. It tells the story of Bidar. Fir Azwar writes this song as Bidar is slowly being forgotten with time. Bidar is another name for pencalang boat. Back in Palembang Sultanate era, pencalang boat, known for its speed, was used for river patrols to ensure the security of areas surrounded by rivers. Today, Bidar boat races are often held in Palembang, South Sumatra. The song Bidar Melaju also reflects the strong and competitive spirit of the Palembang community, symbolized by Bidar boat that keeps moving forward on the Musi River. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. Enjoy!
Terbuka
Kachak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kachak dance different from other dances in general. Kachak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kachak in order.
Hello, VOI listener, wherever you are. We meet again in the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago. This program is brought to you in information about traditional music instruments of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will discuss one of the traditional music instruments from North Sumatra called hasabi. One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batakese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasabi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Hasabi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments
is hasabi. Hasabi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as quartophone. In principle, hasabi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasabi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasabi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making hasabi is passed down to their offspring. Hasabi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasabi Ende and Hasabi Doa. Hasabi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasabi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasabi Doa has the same principle with Hasabi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasabi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasabi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasabi Ende. It wants to harahap as Hasabi musicians views that Hasabi has its own technique to be
played. Hasabi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasabi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasabi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hasabi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasabi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasabi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasabi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasabi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasabi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listen, before we review on Hasabi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasabi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Nasa madudu shadow.
All songs, from folk songs as well as western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hazapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stan. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hazapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hazapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown around in Toba Lake. Besides, Hazapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hazapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hazapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hazapi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next edition of The Rhythm of the Indonesian of Sepalaka.
Ya ira con el sol, ya ira con el sol. Terasa dekat, akan ku kembangkan Break it down, V.
Sing for them, ladies, come on.
Relaxing at the seashore and enjoying sunset is always the right choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Raden Inten II Airport, Bandar Lampung, or it is located around 273 kilometers or around 6 to 8 hours trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is known as one of the best waves by surfers throughout the world, and it is similar with the famous surfing spot in the world, namely in Hawaii. Tanjung Setia Beach is sharply at the big streaming line of the Indian Ocean. Unfortunately, the beach is not quite popular yet for surfing competitions like in Bali or Lombok. There are only some surfers who know the beach that is quite interesting for surfing. During surfing session on June to August, waves at Tanjung Setia Beach can reach up to 7 meters high, stretching around 200 meters to the shore, which it makes it good for place for surfing. Some related parties do some efforts, including by organizing competitions in order to promote the beautiful scenery of the beach to both local and international visitors. In early May 2019, the beach has become a place for international surfing competitions. The competitions attracted surfers from 23 countries. All participants say that the waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is truly perfect for professional surfers. Tanjung Setia Beach has white and soft sand which stretches along the beach. There are many palm trees at Tanjung Setia seashore, which makes it more beautiful. In addition, Tanjung Setia offshore is also a fit location for fishing sport lovers to catch abundant fish. There is a giant blue martin fish which is known as Iwa Tuhuk by local people. Blue marlin can have weight up to 50 to 70 kilograms with a length spanning around 170 centimeters. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Here is the news. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, has deployed a team to provide emergency response and anticipate the impacts of the eruption of Mount Ibu in West Halmahera, North Maluku. Head of the BNPB's Disaster Data Information and Communication Center, Abdul Muhari, informed at a press conference on Wednesday that the team will assist the West Halmahera District Government in carrying out efforts related to emergency response and anticipation of the